Hi, this is Omar Salton with another Cisco on Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. Joining me for this session is Sydney Morgan. Hey, Sydney, how's it going?
Good.
So, Sydney, I understand you'll be taking a little plane trip next week.
Yes, going to the land of Mickey to attend EMC World.
So what are you going to be doing at EMC World?
Well, Cisco has a big booth and with our good partner EMC, so we're in the West Hall of the Convention Center. We'll be showing off all the Cisco's next-gen data center solutions and with our partners EMC. Specifically, we have presentations within the Cisco booth, and also I'll be giving a session on next-generation data center design and architecture leveraging EMC products. So it'll be a really good presentation. Encourage all those who have signed up to EMC World to participate. Come by the booth. We're also available for registration on private one-on-one consulting with our customers or anyone who's interested in Cisco solutions for the data center. Also, if you cannot attend, there will be we're still trying to verify this, a vlog or video log and VODs of the event. So if you can't make it, tune into the EMC World website, EMC World 2209, and they should all be up and posted probably by towards the end of the week.
Very cool. So what will you be covering in your session?
Okay. So specifically, given these economic times, I'll be going through design and architectures of next-generation data centers, how you can design and build active-active data centers, leveraging some of the new virtualization technologies out there, new components that Cisco will be offering in our Unified Computing System platform, our Nexus 5K, 7K, and featuring the Nexus 1K, with this, which is the Cisco switch that works in conjunction with vSphere 4.0. So it would be really pulling all the pieces together, showing customers how they can get four times the capacity in the same wattage of data centers that they had before. And in these economic times, that will be a really, really good way to help drive out costs and make your CFO happy. At Cisco, we've kind of come up with an analysis and a number that says for every 10% you can increase the overall effectiveness and utilization of your data center, you can defer building a new data center 1 to 2 years, which depending on the tiering and the size of the data center can be anywhere from $100 million to $200 million plus of capital deferment. So it's a really, really big benefits we see by virtualizing end-to-end, leveraging some of the new virtualization technologies that Cisco has developed in conjunction with VMware, and then also EMC. EMC's got some new series, or I guess they're just were GA, VMAX series clustering type of storage that will really help Cisco cost-effectively deploy an active-active data center environment.
Cool. Sounds good. So when and where? What are the logistics?
So it's Tuesday, May 19th. At 2:45 Eastern Time.
Okay, very cool. Any other sessions any of your peers are giving or things you think people should be checking out?
Yes, Peter Lincoln will also be giving our Data Center 3.0 strategy from a product perspective, and that's Wednesday at, I'll have to double check the time, I think it's Wednesday at 1 p.m., but it'll all be there at the Cisco booth, and we encourage anybody who has or is planning on attending to go to the Cisco booth. It's booth number 501. On the west wing of the Orange County Convention Center. And that's the main convention center there in Orlando where EMC World will be hosted. There'll also be presentations in the Cisco booth every 30 minutes, starting at 11 o'clock, or it's actually 1 o'clock, and going through the late evening on the first night, because that's where the cocktail and hors d'oeuvres are being served. And then the Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we'll also be having sessions every hour covering a variety of different topics from data centers to storage, virtualization. And there will also be all the information. And we also have a Cisco luxury trailer there. So if you want to have one-on-one private design sessions, we can go off to the trailer the motorhome or motor coach and do some private chalk talk.
Cool. So what's the mechanism for scheduling one of those, because that sounds pretty interesting?
You can schedule it on the website if you go to EMC World if you are registered, or if you're there, you can just go to the Cisco booth and schedule it at the Cisco booth there in person.
Sounds very cool.
And also, if for those attendees who, when they get the registration pack, you can also make a request upon registration. There will be computers around the Orange County Convention Center to make that also. But probably the best and the easiest is just go to the Cisco booth and make the request.
Sounds good. Yeah, absolutely. We do have a group of really smart people that will be there, so I definitely encourage our listeners to take advantage of them, either whether it's through informal conversations at the booth or setting up more formal one-on-one briefings to get an update on products or get questions answered, those kinds of things. Cool. Are you going to spend some time and hang out with Mickey afterwards, or do you have to come back?
No, I'll be there Monday through Thursday, leaving about mid-afternoon Thursday. So we have plenty of time to make a few presentations and to meet with customers. Love to meet as many customers as possible when I'm there.
Cool. Well, thank you, Sydney. Safe travels, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
So once again, to learn more about what our IT team is up to, go to cisco.com/go/ciscoIT, where you can get the latest updates on case studies, operational best practices, and how some of our projects are going. And also be sure to check out our cool interactive virtual reality tour of our data centers to get an idea of how we actually build and manage this stuff. Anyway, this is Omar Sultan for the Cisco and Cisco Data Center Tech Minute. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.